Okay, we are back. You're listening to Floor Radio. When we were at Surfaces in January, we had a brief conversation with David Romano from Benchmark, Inc. about WFCA University, obviously launched by the World Floor Covering Association. I wanted to follow up on that and get a little bit more detail. So we have David on the line this morning. And David, it's always great having you back. This is an exciting subject.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to talk to you.
Now, I guess just thinking back at Surfaces, I stuck my head in several of the educational sessions, and they were packed. There was standing room only in many of those. I guess that's symbolic of something, that at least players in this in this business seem to be leaning more towards education. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I'm right. I think you're right. I did a couple sessions at Surfaces too, and it was standing room only, which is a good sign. And I think that it's really a couple different reasons. One is that, you know, when times were tough a couple years back, and for all the previous years before that, most people cut anything that has to do with training and education, because first of all, they're working in their business and have on it, and they, instead of being an owner, where it became salespeople and warehouse guys and out doing measures and estimates, and it was too difficult to even think about trying to change when it was in more of a survival mode. But I think everyone's got used to the fact that this is it. This is the way things are going to be, and now it's time to really, if we're going to get better ourselves. And I also think, David, that one of the other issues is that the competition has gotten much better. And you look at Home Depot, and you look at Lowe's, and you look at Menards, and you look at Lumber Liquidators. They continue each year to get more and more market share. And I think the way to really set yourself apart these days is to out-service them. Because to consumers, product is product. And although, you know, we in the flooring industry can understand the differences and the small nuances between this type of resilient floor versus that type of resilient floor, or why this hand-scraped solid is better than that particular hand-scraped solid, most consumers can't. Mm-hmm. But they can certainly understand the difference between good and poor service.
I see.
And I'm hoping people are catching on to that, and that's why they're starting to attend more of these sessions.
I see. So the bottom line here is that WFCA saw this need that exists out in the world in the retail floor covering arena, and that was what prompted the launch of WFCA University.
It is, and you know, the ironic thing is I was reading in the press, I guess it was last week, that Abby came out and said that their main focus now is going to be on their retail sales associates. They're trying to launch some big campaign to have the best salespeople in the industry, which makes total sense. I mean, it's trying to make the guest experience better than it's ever been before. And I think that everyone is starting to see the need for this, let alone just the WFCA. But I'll tell you, I really applauded the fact that they did it, because there's groups that are out there that have it already. I mean, you've got CCA that has a university system. You've got Mohawk that for years has had a university system, and you've had to be either a Mohawk dealer or a CCA member in order to get access to the stuff. And the WFCA has come up and said, you know what? We're here to represent the independent retailer and make them better, so let's do it. And they've taken a stance to say, we're going to produce the best learning platform out there in the industry, and we're going to make everyone better, regardless of who you're associated with. Mm-hmm. And that's a big leap for them. And I certainly applaud the bravery in doing it, and I've got to give a lot of credit to Scott Humphrey for wanting to take that chance.
Well, it sure is timely. Give us a little overview of the university, how it's going to work, and I guess more important, how it's going to be different from some of the other universities that you mentioned.
Yeah, those are really good questions. So the first part of why it's different is in these particular modules that are being developed, and I will tell you that I pretty much exited out of my own businesses, the recruiting side and the consulting side of what we do over the last few months, because I'm going about developing all the modules myself. And I will tell you, I thought I knew a lot about a lot of different things, but I realized I didn't know much of anything until I started doing research. So all the modules that are being built now is all of with today's thoughts. and all of what today's methodologies, all geared towards the flooring industry. And it also packs in the fact that we've had well over 1,000 clients and lots of stories that we could tell of why things did or didn't work. And then coupled with the fact that just about everything we're going to teach has a tool and a system to go along with it, where it's not just a philosophy. So that's what makes it a bit different. And, you know, not to, to knock what's out there, but a lot of it's just stale. It's been out there for a long time. It's conceptual and not really detailed. And I think in today's world, because we're so busy, I don't think many people have time for philosophies. They want actionable items in what they're learning. Mm-hmm. And that's the approach that's been taken in these particular modules. And the other thing is they're animated. They have lots of different examples. They're fun. They're funny. They're informational. So it's not as if you'd rather go to a dentist and have your teeth pulled without Novocaine than watch these modules. They're fun to watch. And they're not very long. The longest one, I think, is 17 minutes. So it's they're quick.
Interesting.
And they're packed with information.
Now, I should say, too, David, that it's been my observation that a lot of the educational materials that I've seen, it's more generic. I mean, it's something that would fit into almost any industry. And I think you've got quite a background in the floor covering industry. You spent an awful lot of time doing a lot of things in this business. And as I think you mentioned a little bit earlier, this content is geared specifically for the industry and comes from the industry.
It is. You know, I just got through writing an e-learning module for obsolescence plans. And that's just a clever word of old stuff that needs to go, right? And you could certainly just say, look, you need to focus on turn rates, and if they get out of turn rates, it's time to identify what's obsolete and move it. And you can make a module that you can sell to every industry, which a lot of education platforms do. But this approach is, look, if your carpet is outside of 91 days and you want a turn rate of 4, it means we've got to identify what to do with it. So the first step to move carpet is, and it's very detailed on what to do in the flooring industry, not just what an obsolescence plan is. So everything is geared towards a flooring retail store or a flooring retail owner. But good question. Very good question.
Now, who can take you? I think you maybe answered this question before, but just to make sure it's sound in everybody's mind, this is aimed at virtually anybody that's a retailer in this business, regardless of any affiliation they might have, right?
You got it. It's geared towards helping any retailer in this world that needs education regardless of who you're associated with.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, too, from our earlier conversation, these courses will be online. There'll also be sessions that will be taking place in various locations around the country. Fill us in on that.
You're right. There's really two different aspects to it. One of them is an e-learning platform that launches in the beginning of August, and it's going to launch with 40 initial modules that come out all at once. And there's modules that are geared more towards financials, building budgets, building advertising budgets, how to control cash flows, how to pay people, things of that nature. Then there's sales-related topics of how to qualify customers, how to handle objections, how to build rapport, how to sell on value and not just price. Then there's stuff in merchandising, how to set optimal inventory levels, how to move unproductive products, how to price your floor. And then there's other things on organizational stuff, like how to motivate and manage your folks. And then there's, you know, how to set goals with people. So it's really for every level of your business, not just for salespeople. It's a pretty well-rounded system, and all of them come with a certification. So as you go through the modules, you get tested, and you get a certificate that you actually passed these e-learning courses. And then as time goes by, we're going to continue to add more and more courses to the library. But you know, we felt that in the initial stage of building a university, that we needed to build it with at least 40 robust modules coming out of the gate.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part series that features David Romano. He's the founder of Benchmark, Inc. We're talking about WFCAU. We'll air the second part of this series tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.